The search for Iraqi weapons of mass destruction has proven largely futile. Today, the Washington Post concludes that 9 months of work by arms investigators in Iraq have turned up evidence of some concealed arms research, also of abundant lying by the old regime about its ambitions. But the headline over the story by Post reporter Barton Gellman sums it up. It says, Iraq's arsenal was only on paper. Barton Gellman, what's the closest thing to a real weapons development plan that arms investigators have actually turned up in Iraq?
Well, the most advanced development was of a long-range missile that was made for construction and procurement under the cover of a permitted short-range missile. And it was advanced in the sense that Iraq's best missile designer was working on it, and he had concept drawings and computations. But what was one day going to be, if it worked, a 9-ton missile existed only on compact discs. It fit in the guy's pocket.
So the Iraqi missile program for the missile that might have reached as far as Istanbul, Tel Aviv, all throughout Saudi Arabia, that was on compact discs. That was no farther than that.
Right. In the old days, you'd say it existed only on the drawing board. These days, the drawing boards are computers, so it was CAD software.
One of the big questions that U.S. arms investigators wanted to check out was whether when Saddam Hussein's son-in-law defected and told the world that indeed there were illicit programs underway in Iraq that they had not disclosed to UN inspectors, had he come clean, or was there more that he'd left out? The conclusion so far?
Well, this is sort of interesting because I stumbled across a piece of evidence that was not in the hands of the American investigators. And this is a contemporary record of that moment when Saddam Hussein's son-in-law defects, crosses into Jordan, August 8th of 1995, and begins to tell, as he says, everything he knows about Iraq's weapons programs. And this new document that I came across is a letter from Iraq's top non-conventional arms official, a guy named Hossam Amin, who is now in custody, to Saddam's son, Qusay. And in it, he says, the traitor, Hussein Kamel, who just defected, knows all about our deception of the inspectors. Here are the things he knows that the inspectors don't know. And he makes a list. It's essentially a list of all Iraq's cover stories that are now at risk of being blown. And in fact, what happens is that all those cover stories are blown in the coming months. And in specific, Hossam Amin wrote that Iraq had destroyed all of its biological weapons agents in 1991. Now, he was describing a lie because Iraq had claimed it destroyed them in 1990. But the essential thing here is he says Iraq destroyed them all. And that's a question that has never been resolved until now.
You're covering, you're writing today about what Americans and others have been able to actually find now in Iraq and how that compares with their assumptions about what they would likely find, the assumptions that they held and the assumptions that they stated publicly to the rest of us. Are they stunned by how little they're finding and how undeveloped the Iraqi weapons programs were?
Yeah, I think people are surprised. I've been writing about Iraqi special weapons since UNSCOM's days in the late 1990s. And to have the experience of sitting down for hours with Iraq's senior missile engineer and with a former bomb fabricator in the nuclear program and so on is to get a whole different level of appreciation for what they could and couldn't do. And what's clear is that Iraq was really flattened by the Gulf War and by the bombing in 1998 and by more than a decade of sanctions and embargoes, and the country simply didn't have the capabilities it had before.
Barton Gellman of the Washington Post, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.